You're listening to Heroes in the Moment.
What's up, heroes? I'm Michael.
And I'm Nathan.
And today we're doing our weekly recap number 32.
32, baby.
32. We're getting there. We got Marvel. We got DC. No Star Wars. Nothing other than that. Marvel and DC.
But a lot of the core.
Quite a bit to talk about. But right off the bat, we have to talk about a major controversy that kind of blew my mind.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like the biggest rise and fall in Hollywood history. And that being Jonathan Majors was arrested couple of days ago over charges of apparently domestic assault or something along those lines.
Strangulation or something.
Apparently. So who's going to be Kang? I'm just kidding. No, I don't know.
Yeah.
It seems like from what I've heard that he actually did not do this crime. It seems that his team supports him. He claims he did nothing to it. His team claims that. And there's also apparently video proof that he had nothing to do with the situation.
And plus, too, the women, she like dropped her charges.
Yes, and apparently she's like mentally
too
unstable, is what I was seeing as well with the controversy. Yeah. So I think he's gonna get his name cleared, because I originally was like, oh no.
I know, because I mean
my heart drops.
I mean, if that's true, you know, like this. Disney can't keep him, right?
No,
I mean,
they can't.
Like they would have had to recast.
Exactly. But, and
like you said, hopefully it seems like these were just, you know,
right,
they were made up.
Right. Which, I mean, to be honest, it wouldn't be that hard to recast Kang, because they could be like, oh, it's a variant, you know?
So, yeah, exactly.
Wouldn't that be
I
bad?
Know. And that's the joy of the multiverse. I really hate the multiverse saga, dude. Like, really, it cheapens the story. But, you know,
well, I think
Majors,
it's new. I mean, I hope
Majors did him, but we'll see.
We'll see. We'll see. I think he'll get cleared, and eventually he'll be back on it, because apparently he was doing some ad material for the army or something like that.
Yeah,
and they took
they
all
held
that
it
down.
Yeah.
So
I will say I do respect the companies that he has brands and endorsements that when these claims didn't come out that they then just cut him completely right. Most of them
right
they just kind of put it on pause. They said
right
let's see what happens. So right, you know, I think it's unfortunate a lot of times, because you see a lot of these claims and then these companies just completely drop with
yeah
Johnny Depp, and then later
right
they were proven, you know, to not be guilty,
right,
and
exactly
then they don't get that back. So
exactly. And I mean, he has a movie currently in theaters right now too, so I hope
know
he didn't suffer
I
because of this either.
Nah.
So.
Did he say the real life?
The real life. He really went was method. He really went
yeah
method acting there for Creed 3. But he's already done with Creed 3. He's like, whoa, man, you're getting a little bit too out there.
Yeah.
And he just walks up and he's
dude,
like, I
funny
am Kang, and he punches her. Oh, that's
dude,
brutal.
The comments on these posts were funny,
dude,
like Kang in real life.
Kang in real life. Oh, dude. So fun. He's preparing for his next boxing role. oh my goodness.
My
but hopefully
goodness
the charges are dropped and he will be able to get cleared his name.
Yeah.
Next part is a really emotional aspect, being Jeremy Renner. What a legend. He had his first TV interview after the incident back in January at the snowplow, where he saved his nephew's life by jumping in front of it. And in this interview, they're talking about, you know, how much you said, like, how many bones did he break?
Like 50, 51.
Like 50-something bones,
like,
and then he had, like, a pierced lung, a ruptured kidney, something along those lines. And
holy
he was afraid that he would eventually just be, like, a brain and a spine, and that's all
yeah
that would be left. But fortunately, he was able to keep going and persevere and be okay again and be able to sit and do that interview. And he's definitely, like he said, he's, you know, he looks in the mirror and he sees a lucky man.
Yeah.
And it's just a really emotional and amazing story to see. You know, he got emotional in this interview talking about he signed this to his family. He's sorry. And he got emotional after that, but now he's made, and not a full recovery, but a big recovery.
Yeah.
Enough to where we know he'll be okay. And he's, you know, made up with a lot of tin inside of him or something like that.
Yeah.
Like steel or something. But just glad to see him okay again. I mean, I was very worried for his life. I was like,
yeah,
I don't want another Chadwick Boseman, you know, lost.
Ah, dude.
But I'm very glad to see that he's doing okay. He's and he looks really good in the interview. Like, he didn't look like anything was wrong.
He always looks pretty good. You know,
very true.
But like, given for what happened,
right,
listen, I'm amazed. Truly a miracle. Big thanks to, you know, obviously the doctors,
right?
All the staff that helped save his life, and then his family and everyone involved to help them push along the way.
Absolutely.
But yeah, it's a miraculous tale, really. So
yeah,
I'm happy, really, to see him do
I am
well
too. I mean, shout yeah out the real life Avenger that is
shout
Jeremy
out Jeremy
for
Renner,
sure,
man.
Jeremy Renner, my guy. All right, now time for some incredible news that may or may not be real, but oh
okay
my goodness, I hope it's real and
okay
you do too. And I'll tell you why.
I don't know what it is.
What is
way,
it,
Michael?
Way back months ago, we
what
talked about how Marvel copyrighted a Nomad title for possibly a movie or a series, since apparently the rumors are coming in that the Nomad series will be the return of Chris Evans as Captain America.
Stop.
With returning the Infinity Stones in a Disney Plus series special.
Stop.
Dude, yes. They're saying this. Chris Evans wants to come back.
He wants
and
to come back.
He's voicing those. He's like, I love this character. And then we're hearing all this other stuff and rumors about Marvel that they wanted to come back just for this one time thing of returning the Infinity Stones.
Yeah.
And finally seeing that and what actually went down there.
Huge W. Evan for a while has just wanted to see that process, what it looked like.
Yes.
Like you said, without RDJ and Chris Evans specifically, like, it's been suffering, you know?
Right.
Like, they're heavy hitters. And
Absolutely.
He's one of my favorite characters. But seeing him like on that journey would be cool.
Oh my
dude.
Goodness. I just want to see him meet Red Skull again on Boromir, man.
That'd be fine. They have a so rematch. Cool.
I don't know about that, but I would love to see the shock on his face. But I mean, that's just awesome.
Coming
news
back
to hear. I mean, this could be completely wrong and completely just rumors, but at the same time, I hope not, because this would do so well. This potentially could be the best Disney Plus series, could potentially be one of the best Marvel projects if they do it right.
Yeah.
I would really love to see this.
Give us time. Give us great CGI, great writing. Maybe bring back the Russo brothers. I don't know. They always do a good job with Captain America.
A 6-episode series about one about each Infinity Stone would just go so hard, man.
It would go so hard.
Or even if they did a movie, but honestly, like a 6-episode dedicated to an Infinity Stone.
That one I feel like,
I think would work better. So I really thought, and they need to be an hour.
No
piece.
Way.
Absolutely.
At least an hour.
So I'm so hyped to hear
dude,
that'd
be crazy. Trying to think of like the possibilities. Like the Soul Stone specifically would be like just heartbreaking, right?
Yeah, it would be. It'd probably be the fifth to last episode, I would imagine. Because the last episode has to be the Space Stone. I wonder how it's going to play out. So I'm excited.
Yeah.
I hope that comes to fruition.
No, I didn't
I really
hear
do.
Anything about that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I really hope that comes to fruition. That'd be awesome. All right. Next up is we got some set pictures from Captain America New World Order where we see the return of Betty Ross. Mm. The last time we saw her was in 2008's Incredible
Liv
Hulk.
Tyler.
What do you think?
Dude, listen, man. This is an absolute W. The more and more like we hear about it, the more and more this Captain America movie is becoming Incredible Hulk number 2.
It literally is Incredible Hulk 2. Like, I genuinely think that Kevin Feige and the boss around this movie were like, you know what, we don't have the rights to the Hulk, but why not use Sam Wilson's Captain America as our Hulk number 2?
I know. I mean, just the same case as Ragnarok, right?
Right.
But listen, man, I'm really excited for this movie. They have a stacked cast. They're bringing back everybody. Harrison Ford, Liv Tyler, you know, the whole gang.
Yep.
She-Hulk, everybody.
She-Hulk, Red Hulk, maybe.
Red Hulk.
I mean, they haven't cast Mark Ruffalo, but might as well bring him in.
I bet he'll be like, he'll turn to Red Hulk like near the end, probably.
I think so. I mean, if you look at him, you know, Harrison Ford doesn't have the mustache that's typical of our General Ross.
He could grow one,
but I think the reason of this is because of the Hulk, you know, transformation.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be a little weird if you have a red Hulk with a mustache. I mean,
would his hair be red? No, it wouldn't.
It's black.
It would be black.
It's black. Yeah, his hair is black when he's red Hulk. Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, I'm excited. I can't imagine Harrison Ford all CGI as Red Hulk. I can't imagine it either, man. I can't even imagine him saying yes to this role.
I know. They're probably like asking him questions about the movie. He's like, dude, I don't know anything about Marvel.
I saw
like,
an interview.
100% he doesn't know.
It was funny. Like, he did an interview with Stephen Colbert back a couple of weeks ago. And Stephen Colbert was like, what do you know? Like, can you tell us some of your role in the upcoming Captain America film? And he's like, I can tell you everything. He's like, what? Really? He's like, I can tell you absolutely everything. And he's like, okay, what's the movie about? I don't know. He's like, I don't know.
Really?
And then he's like, what's the first scene you're in? He's like, well, I do know that, but I can't tell you that. It was funny. So he's like, you can tell us everything that you don't know? And he's like, yep, because I don't know it. It was funny.
That's
so
funny,
he looked, you know, excited. I mean, he's 80 years old going strong with the new Indiana Jones coming.
I don't know how, dude. I don't know either. He's, at this point, man, he's just securing like a bag for his future generations, you know, for his grandkids, for their kids.
Absolutely.
Like, holy crap.
I mean, it's really cool to see him. You know, he's still pursuing. I mean, he was a carpenter when he was older before getting the role.
He's
of Han Solo,
like 30, 35, 40 years old.
So it shows that, you know, anybody can get a chance.
I know.
All right. Everybody
can
have a chance, right?
I feel low-key kind of bad for Anthony Mackie. Like, obviously, it's his movie, his name on it.
Right.
But it just seems to be like more and more like the focus on the other characters. So
I,
how are they going
to
balance that?
I feel
that,
bad to an extent, you know? But I know that Anthony Mackie doesn't feel bad.
Yeah.
And it's still going to be his movie at the end of the day. Like, he's still the lead. He's just going to be contributing. And you know, working with all this stuff about this Hulk stuff, which is exciting and none the least.
It's gonna be goated.
I think
I'm
it's
so
about
excited.
To go hard. I'm really
it's
excited.
Gonna be hard.
It's gonna be good. I'm excited for it. All right, next up is season 2 of Daredevil Born Again has been confirmed.
Already?
Already confirmed. That's what's crazy.
Like, I know. The first
they
one.
Haven't finished it, but it's been confirmed. So apparently maybe it's testing well. It's really good, apparently. And I'm excited. I mean, I'm glad it's season 2. So technically season 5, if you really think about it, of Daredevil. So I think that's what Vincent D'Onofrio said. Is like, it's in the works. So
no way.
That's really hype.
Oh, man. I'm so excited for this show. I have really high hopes.
Right.
We'll see if they disappoint
us. I'm excited to know that, like, you know, Daredevil's going to be involved in this. He's going to be involved apparently in Spider-Man 4.
Yeah.
And he's going to have a pretty big role in Kang Dynasty and Secret Wars. That's music.
I'm so excited. I'm really excited. And I'm really excited to see the inclusion of Punisher.
Yes.
Ah,
yes,
dude.
Because has been, like, we talked
John
about.
John Bernthal is one of my favorite actors.
He's really cool. I love really that guy. Cool. I also think he would have been a great Deathstroke as well.
Oh, dude. He would have been really good. He's obviously older, right? I think he's near his, you know, mid-40s or something. Probably. But if you give him maybe like another 10 years and he had like a little gray hair,
fire.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep, I completely understand. All right, next up is our Wonder Man series we've been talking about has got another new cast member being Demetrius Gross, and he will be playing the brother of Wonder Man, or Simon, being the Grim Reaper. It's absolute W. I mean, Grim Reaper is an incredible character.
Yeah.
As you've probably seen in the Earth's Mightiest Heroes show. Yeah.
And
great character.
In the Lego.
In Lego as well.
Superheroes.
Lego Superheroes, he's not as cool.
Yeah.
But in that show, he's really cool. And he's actually a really good villain. So I don't know if he'll be the main villain of this particular series, but I would be okay with that because Grim Reaper's a cool character. I mean, it's a W decision.
I feel like he has to be. It's like brother versus brother.
Right, right. You know? Which I know that, you know, them two are going to be involved, and apparently maybe Wanda will be in it as well. So I'm excited. I'm excited. I mean, from what I'm hearing in the series, I'm really anticipating. I think it'd be really cool to see.
I know. I'm excited, dude.
I think so. Grim I don't know Reaper. When we're getting this series at all. Yeah. It could be a long time, but I'm excited. Next up is Anson Mount will be back to play Black Bolt of the MCU. Be the Black Bolt of the MCU. Yeah. I'm completely okay with that.
Yeah.
It actually gives me hope that they'll bring back John Krasinski Mr. Fantastic. Yeah. I really hope that they do that. I mean, there's some great casting options that we've talked about because we've talked about that a lot.
Dude, yeah, we've been through so many names. For like the last 6 months.
Oh, yeah, we've had so many names go through our mouths about who could play Mr. Fantastic, but my favorite is always and still is John Krasinski. So I would really like to see that if they confirm that this is going to be the Black Bolt of the MCU. Please give John Krasinski Mr. Fantastic. Back. I feel like he would do it. I mean,
come on. Direct his own movie.
That would be cool. We got the WandaVision director directing Fantastic Four, which is I like.
It's still a W.
So I'm really excited. And apparently they're going to be exploring Galactus. So that's really interesting. I think they're going to do it as a build-up because I want Galactus to be the villain of the phase.
Yeah.
So
has to be. He's just too big.
He's too big. So I really hope they do a build-up kind of thing and maybe build that off after Secret Wars or something like that as the next big threat. All right. Next up, we're going to make the transition over to DC news with some really cool news elements to talk about. And that being, first off, is the Batman 2. We got some reports coming in from Batman 2. And from what I've heard, this is pretty heavy source. So I think it's going to be real. And that being Clayface is going to be involved in the Batman 2.
W.
What do you think?
W. Listen, man, I know there's two different versions, right, of Clayface that I've been seeing. I don't think we're going to see the normal, typical Clayface. I mean, because Reeves is very grounded, you know, in his approach.
Right, right.
You know, very realistic. So
from what I'm hearing,
like the golden.
Yeah,
something?
The golden age Clayface is what I'm hearing is the rumors. They're saying that, like, you know, he's a more grounded version. Apparently, he was like, he worked for this organization and then he went crazy and killed everybody that he worked for or something like that. So he's either going to do that version, but I think they may mix them to where they do a little bit more like scientific approach, like have him be that golden age version for the majority of the movie. And then towards the middle or end, have him come in contact with something that makes him into the Clayface we know.
Yeah.
Because that'd be cool. And Clayface has never been adapted into live action movie before. So this would be cool. From what I'm hearing, he's not going to be the main villain of the Batman 2 though. He's just going to be a part of it. Similar to Penguin's role in Batman 1.
So do we think we're going to see his like his fall? Do you think we're going to see him as an actor and then slowly
I think so.
Transition?
I think we're going to see his origin story in the Batman 2.
Yeah.
Because apparently a possible Clayface spinoff show or film has been, reportedly to be not developed but pitched.
Okay.
I mean
in that case, if that's true, I don't really see a need for origin because right in the first Batman we never saw an origin for like Riddler. Like it just wasn't important.
Right.
So maybe they could obviously save it for Clayface and maybe show it for the main villain.
They
like
could.
I said, like we didn't get to see really backstory for any of the characters.
Right. But I think, I mean, it's really cool. I mean, we may get a backstory, may not, but I like the idea. It's a W to see Clayface in Batman 2. I don't know I mean, he could be the main villain, but yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I'd prefer him as a main villain or not. I mean, if they could adapt it well, but
I don't think he's main
villain material.
Right.
I mean, unless he's like starts to work for like Mr. Freeze or something like that, maybe. Or if it's Mr. Freeze or if it's Hush, as they heavily tease in the first Batman, I don't know. But still really cool to think about. I mean, they're really expanding. And it's awesome to know, like, it gives me closure and also sadness at the same time, because think about the Batman's not going to be part of James Gunn's universe. However, we really get to dig into the Batman world and universe with all these villains and characters. So that gets me excited.
And it's going to be, it's just going to be better than Gunn's universe. Probably, just straight up. I'm staking everything on it, man. I'm so excited for Matt Reeves and what he's
making. Well, we're already hearing the campaign for Willem Dafoe's Joker for James Gunn's universe. So
I know.
Go for it, please. Do it.
Listen, they have to.
They have to. Willem Dafoe's campaigning for it. He wants it. He's like, dude, I want to be Joker.
Why would you not get Willem Dafoe? If he wants it, everyone else wants it.
He would be an absolute W. And like, he would be a great Joker in James Gunn's universe, especially when he's going for an older Batman.
I know.
So please.
Yeah, man, he's please. Willem Dafoe is terrifying.
Dude, yes, he is. In a lot of the movies he's in, he is.
That's very true. A weird role.
He does. But he's good at it.
Yeah.
All right. Then we got Ben Affleck has come out and said, you know, we've talked about his controversy with DC in the past and Warner Brothers Media, but Ben Affleck did have this to say about the Flash movie. He was saying, dude, it's good. It's really good. He's saying, you know, I finally figured out how to play the role of the Batman, and it's really, really good. So let me break it down for you here.
That hurts.
Ben Affleck says it's really good.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise says it's one of the best superhero films he's ever seen.
He called Andy, right? Yeah. Boucher, whatever his name is. And he personally told him that it was a good movie.
Tom Cruise said that. James Gunn says it's one of the best superhero films ever made.
Yeah.
Test screenings are phenomenal.
Yeah.
Everybody's raging about it. Warner Brothers in general is so confident in this movie, they're putting it out at the con or something coming out before for media screenings beforehand, like in late April. Yeah. They're so confident in this movie,
and they kept it with all that Ezra Miller drama too,
because of all of this. So I don't know. By what I'm hearing, man, it sounds like it's going to be like Dark Knight, Logan level movie. That's what I'm hearing.
Oh, wow.
Dude, that's what I'm hearing.
That's a high bar.
I would love that, honestly. Like, as a Flash fan, like, Flash is my favorite character of all time. That's music to my ears. I mean, I don't think it'll be Dark Knight good, Logan, but from what I'm hearing, dude, it could very well be that good.
And I think this movie could save Warner Bros. Discovery, too.
Absolutely.
They've been spending so much money on these mid-movies. Yes. They've been failing, you know. Shazam 2 was their, you know, lowest grossing movie. Yep. Black Adam was, you know, not that. And they've just been putting out a lot of stinkers recently. But this movie, dude, even though we understand what's going on, man.
Right.
I think people, once they see how good it is, are just going to come out in droves.
I think what's going to happen is opening weekend's not going to be as great. And a lot of people are going to go see it, and then a lot of people aren't because of the controversy, and they're going to be like, oh, we're going to boycott it because we don't like it as you're being involved. But then they're going to hear all this stuff. It's going to get a really
8.5 on IMDb.
It's going to get 8.5. It's going to get like a 99 on Rotten Tomatoes or something like that. It's going to get something crazy ratings, and then people are going to be raving about it, fans and everything. And they're going to be like, this movie's good. You got to see it.
Yeah.
And then the box office numbers will start to climb as we see that. And it very well, if it's that good, I don't know. If Ezra Miller didn't commit all this controversy, I easily think this movie could have reached a billion. Mm. But with this controversy, I'm not sure.
Ooh, a billion is tough, dude.
It is very tough.
That's tough.
I think without the controversy and with what we're hearing, we would have.
Yeah.
But since we're not, and especially as popular as the Flash of a character is, since not, I don't think it'll reach that.
Yeah.
But who knows what it could do if it's as good as they're saying.
I mean, and it's connecting people from like different times. Right. You know, the people who grew up watching Keaton.
Absolutely.
And you know, the fans of Zack Snyder's interpretation of Batman.
Right. People of fans that are Flashpoints of the comic storyline.
They're going to have really everything in there.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, it sounds so good, and I'm so ready for it. And from what I'm hearing about it, I mean, then again, I think of Logan just made $600 and some million at the box office as well. It did not do as good as it should have done.
No,
so
it was also rated R.
That is true. That
but
contributes.
Still, like,
this is gonna be PG-13.
Six, whatever. It was. That's pretty good.
It is pretty good. So I'm really excited for this movie. I have very, very high hopes.
Yeah.
Let's hope the hype lives up.
I know, and I will say Ben Affleck's quote like kind of makes me sad, man.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, like, I feel like this is maybe one of the first times, you know, just he's been given more freedom to do with his character.
Right.
We know, like, you know, Zack Snyder is probably pretty chill with it, but just with Warner Bros. Discovery, I'm probably breathing down his neck. But I don't know. It just seems like they just kind of let him do his thing, and then he finally figures it out, and he loved doing it, too.
Yeah,
he did. Ah, this is the last thing we've seen, and he's just now hitting his peak.
Yeah,
you know, I really love Batfleck. I really do. He's one of my favorites, so...
We'll get to see it one last time, and apparently it's his best yet, so I'm excited.
I'm excited.
I'm super excited for it.
All right, guys, if you enjoyed this episode, let us know by giving us a review and a download. Our podcast, Here's in the Moment, is available on all major podcast platforms, so check us out. Speaking of checking us out, we have a lot of recent episodes. Speaking of all our other news and our Mando episode 19, I believe it was. If y'all want to stay up to date with all of our updates and announcements, check out our socials, our Instagram at Here's in the Moment, and then our TikTok at Here's in the Moment with an extra T.
And we just want to thank y'all for listening, and as always, we love you 3000.